Hi, Sander. How are you? Good topic.
Just wonderful. And you?
I am equally wonderful. Thank you. Today's topic, long-time stay-home moms. How do they get back to work?
Well, it's a big question because this affects many, many moms after, you know, being home for a long time, raising the kids, and now getting back to work. How do I do it? How do I write the resume? And how do I interview? So there are a couple of very good stories about this, and but it affects many, many women, which I've found out doing some research. So one of them is from NBC News, which a big interview. Julie Compton did the interview, and it starts like this. When former stay-at-home mom Lori Hill decided to return to work after 22 years, you know, she knew it would be a challenge, but wasn't prepared for just how hard it would be. On job interviews, most of the hiring managers she found herself sitting across were men half of her age. She says, quote, "I would walk into some interviews and I would get the impression of, oh, what's my mom doing here?" says Hill, who worked as a software developer for 10 years before taking a career break with her kids. You know, she felt a double stigma around being both a woman and older in an industry with very few women, and which seemed to prefer younger employees. "The interviewers didn't know what to do with me," Hill told NBC. After she explained to one interviewer that she left the workforce to raise her kids, he responded, "Are you sure you want to work full-time?" The question angered Ms. Hill. If I wasn't looking for a full-time job, I wouldn't be putting myself through all the pain of interviewing. So we'll go through this in a minute. The other piece I want to discuss with our listeners is, this is out of the Wall Street Journal. Quote, "I'm a 40-year-old mom who has spent the last 15 years raising my kids. 15 years ago, I received my master's in public policy, but I haven't worked since. I've been on several boards and done substantial volunteer work at my kids' school. You can see where this is going. What's the best way for me to jump back into the workforce? Should I be taking unpaid internships with recent graduates or applying for an entry-level work? How can I get my foot in the door in the competitive New York City environment? I feel the only way I'll get noticed or hired is if someone is willing to take a chance. Plus, I feel I'm both overqualified but underqualified at the same time. I'm also considering getting another graduate degree that can more easily lead to a job, although I'd rather not answer." Well, You have also been working in a zoo, but you don't want to continue in this career track, I take it, because let's face it, once you have gotten used to animals throwing their feces at you and throwing their food at the wall and screaming in your face every morning, you'll be a poopy butt face. But you'll be pretty well qualified to keep on working in the zoo, or at least in your grown kid's junior high school. In other words, momming prepares you to be patient as hell and keep yourself from yelling and getting bitten on the leg. Unfortunately, such preparations are good mostly for jobs that are thankless and don't pay, because yes, this is a tautology and totally messed up. Women have historically filled such jobs, and so society undervalues them completely. And it's no fun to read this or evergreen think piece on the hit that women take when they take time out to raise their kids, or to watch this or that movie about this or that woman who was ruthless and childless and made a lot of money, or this or that other woman who had kids and therefore never made a dime. When we look in the mirror of society, it moves in other depictions. All we see is this distorted, totally broke reflection of some women with split up all over her pajamas and food in her hair. But it's not just true. So peel off those crusty PJs and put on a new suit. Go out to coffee with everyone you know who has anything professional going on, and ask if you can pick their brains and feel not a whit of guilt Well, shame, because you're the only person on this earth who should be allowed to use that stupid phrase, you have been working in a zoo for 15 years. So let me say this. There's lots of consultancies now for women going back to work. One of them is run by, here in New York City, one of the best, Pamela Weinberg is her name, and she can be reached online at PamelaMWeinberg@gmail.com. Now, she sees a lot of, that's our focus. Our focus is moms who have been at home raising kids, out of work for a long time, and she counsels them as to how to interview and things to do during the interview. Now, to be totally transparent, Pamela Weinberg happens to be my daughter, and but she's known not just through me, but she's known as the best in the city for getting moms back to work. She's been doing it for a long, long time. Anyway, so the issue is, during your interview techniques, basically, do a lot of research on the company you're with. Okay, remember, like we said before, you're going to be interviewing with probably some guy who is half your age, and you know you look like his mom. So, a lot of research, the right outfit, dressed, hair the right way, and eye contact the whole time. And remember, the slower you speak, the smarter you sound during the interview. But that's really the key. A lot of research on the firm, the look, and what you can do. It's what you can do as a former, very experienced person who's been home for 15 years raising kids. What you can do for them to help them. That's really the key. It's never only about you, but the things that you can do based on your research to help the firm you're with. But I'm saying a lot more will come during the interview techniques if you tend to call Pamela or just email Pamela and get some information from her. So, but that's a little bit about, you know, how do you get back to work after all these years? It's tough, and there's so many moms there. Actually, Chief Strategic Officer, a woman named Lisa Ebert, who has been with me now for 6 years, is one of those moms. She was president of the Medicus Agency for a long time, did a fantastic job, and two kids, had to leave her job full-time, got in touch with me when the kids were older and on the way to school. College called and back on the job and has done a fantastic job. So a little bit about moms, a lot of you are listeners, how to do it, how to get back to the job place. Okay.
And do you think, because a lot of these moms have, I was just talking to somebody about this today, a slightly different topic, but the apart from raising their kids and running the zoo, they've got a lot of interpersonal experience that this younger group doesn't have, which can be quite useful as long as the person doing the hiring is cognizant of the need.
Right.
And I just wonder if you have anything to add about, I mean, you obviously don't want to strangle the person who's interviewing you, but sometimes.
Although you feel like.
Except sometimes it's really tempting because if they were your kid, you'd say, hey, wait a second, who taught you how to think? Right. But what's the best thing? Just pull up sticks and go on to the next?
Yeah, that's about it. I mean, many of the older moms are going to run into problems because, you know, you're interviewing with younger people, obviously, and, you know, you've been in your last job for, let's say, you know, 8 years, 12 years, 15. Now, it's a whole other thing. You know, you're interviewing in the AI area, for example, you know what AI really is and how it works. You know, you may have been a computer analyst for a long time, but now it's a whole other world there. And what do you do to catch up? You know, you've been in the job for a long time previously. Now, you know, wonderful group of millennials are, you know, you're in the job for a couple of years, and then you move on to something else, right? So, you know, they have like, you know, 15 jobs in 5 years. It's another world out there. So you just have to understand, do a lot of research on the company. If you can get the name of the recruiter, do some research on her or him. And you got to be, you know, smarter than the group and what you can do to help them based on your prior expertise.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flaum, Leader's Edge.
Okay, Mom. I'll see you. Bye-bye.